You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For us, that Doug's running it. You're off the ball just like you were with Tyrese.
Yeah.
And they got a problem with it? Uh-uh. Not with as potentially volatile as the chemistry issues can get when you're
exactly
doing a whole new roster every year.
So there you go. All right, we'll come back. Adam Turner is going to join us at 125. Got Faye, Brad, lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
It's still lunchtime, at least in my world it is. Maybe it is still in your world as well. Head over to Sonic. Got everything you need, including the new triple Sonic Smashers. Three Angus beef seasoned patties, smashed, seared, crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle. That's how Sonic does it. Can't give you all the secrets. But what you know about Sonic, whether it's breakfast, whether it's lunch, whether it's dinner, whether it's dessert, got the best menu in the game. So much to choose from, an array of things, including that Fun 99 menu. I am partial to that because I like great value. They've added the junior chicken sandwich to it. Let me tell you, great value. You can do it original. You can do it honey chipotle. And they got queso wrap, Southwest or bacon ranch. Small floats available, too, on that Fun 99 menu. A ton. Flavorful Fiesta, they got it. Try the new strawberry manganata slush. Got that tahine. A fantastic, fantastic choice on that Sonic menu. Download the app. Have a little fun. Live free. Eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Adam Turner is going to join us in about 15 minutes or so. We'll talk to him about a couple of items. The NFL package is out over at Right Angle Sports, which is always a good time. Always a sort of a reminder, hey, we're not far off, right? I know it feels like it. We're not that far off. And as a result of that package being live, they have released their first release, right? They have it's a win total. They usually will do a few futures, right? Three or four futures a year on the win totals. And these are always interesting just to kind of get their perspective on how they believe teams are going to perform, right? These are some of the sharpest bettors in the world. And their first release of all teams this year is a team from the NFC North, your division.
Ooh.
Now, it's just amazing how much hype there is about the Bears. Like, and we're already coming out the gate with an under on the first release of the year. Well, it ain't the Bears.
Thank goodness you said it's an under.
It ain't the Bears. In fact, the first release of the season from RAS was the Detroit Lions under 10.5 wins. Now, listen.
Wow.
We'll talk to Adam about this.
That is controversial.
But my guess is it's basically a fade of a staff that's been turned over. Ben Johnson, gone. He coaches the Bears now. Aaron Glenn, gone. He coaches the Jets now. Mm-hmm. That would be my first guess. And I guess the second part of that would be the schedule. I don't know what their schedule looks like. But
I think I've read somewhere it's the most difficult in the league.
So there you go.
They're in our division.
Right.
And ours is fifth toughest.
Right.
Wouldn't be surprised considering how far they went, what they did. If they, I think it's the toughest, their top five.
Yeah.
That has to factor in.
That's how it feels, right?
Pull it up and give you, I'm pretty sure it's top five.
That it's got to be related to that. You know, we talk about the importance of coordinators, you know, and how, you know, you can see a big drop off every single year, you know, when a coordinator becomes a head coach. You know, it just happens. It happens all the time. Now, the Eagles are kind of an interesting case study in that they lost some coordinators and they won a Super Bowl after losing coordinators.
Indeed.
Being in the Super Bowl and then losing those coordinators and then getting back and winning. That's pretty rare, though. That is very rare.
And then Jalen will have a new one this year? Isn't he?
Kellen Moore? Yeah, he got the job in New Orleans, yeah. Going to have another one.
Jalen, they never had the same OC, has he? And continue to grow as a player.
I think, yeah, he might have had Steichen for two years. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
But yeah, I mean, it's not typically what you want, you know. You typically want to have a coordinator for 3 or 4 years. I mean, but you know, because I think Josh Allen's had Dorsey for a few now, right? I'm just kind of spitting out, you know. I mean, Burrow had Campbell, you know, for a few years. I mean, it's to be expected at some point that they will get jobs, but not after like 1 year, 2 years. You know, you want to keep them around, but we'll talk to Adam about that a little bit later. We were actually kind of going back and forth on some things that we might like in the NFL future awards market. And one of the things that I was interested in is Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
I know it's early, it's May, but this is when you would like, honestly, this is when you would want to bet on the stuff like that because the season hasn't started. So, you know, one guy that is very intriguing to me, and, you know, I know you're going to think I'm biased when I say this. I'm really not, but it would be Pete Carroll.
I wouldn't have guessed you'd say that at
16-1, because what we know that when it comes to this award, it's never going to go to Andy Reid. It's never going to go to even a guy like Dan Campbell. I mean, he won 15 games last year. He didn't win it, right? So if he comes back and wins 11 games this year, how can they give him the Coach of the Year award? He won fewer games than he did last year. Even if he does a great job, like, it's not happening for him.
So he hadn't won it on their rise at all?
No.
That's crazy.
I don't believe he ever has.
Because it's been him that's turned that thing around and made the hires.
Yeah.
And made that given them a culture.
Yeah.
I got Kevin O'Connell, Stefanski twice, Dable, yeah. Vrabel,
yeah.
Stefanski, Harbaugh.
Dan's never won it. He won Sporting News Coach of the Year, but that doesn't count.
Nah. But and that's, I'm with you on what it usually is. Dan should have won it by now.
He should have won it by like probably that year of 2023.
Yeah.
You know, he probably should have done that. And they gave it to Stefanski
because
he had Flacco.
Browns were 11-6 that year.
Yeah, and they won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Or they actually, no, they didn't. They lost that playoff game.
Did they?
Yeah, at Houston. But they still, I mean, you're taking Joe Flacco to the damn playoffs in 2023, bro. What are we talking about?
I guess.
I mean, it's crazy.
Browns won a Coach of the Year, bro. Look at them. Look at them now.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But that's the kind of coach that wins. It's possible the Raiders roster is too talented to get that award.
It's your point is the underachieving team that achieved.
Yeah, it goes from yes, exactly.
Because that was nobody expected 14-3 from the Vikes.
Exactly.
Browns go 11-6, like you said, with Flacco at the end.
Yes.
Dable and the Giants. Now that was the one they won a playoff game, going 9-7-1.
Yep.
That's where I got to your Giants won one.
Yes.
He got it, and then Vrabel with the Titans that 12-5 year.
Yes.
Was that the year they were one seed though? I think it was 21.
What year was that? Who was it?
Vrabel. For the Titans,
yeah.
12-5.
Yeah, but I mean that's because they were, you know, I mean they were not projected to be anywhere close to that.
So it was both. It was them getting the one,
yeah.
But also that they weren't
yeah.
projected to
yeah.
be the yes, yes, yes.
So I mean, it's got to be something like that. I mean, I think.
So what's the record that
I think
Pete Carroll's going to have to win it?
I mean, I think if he wins 10 games and makes the playoffs, he's probably going to be very, very much in that.
What's your number?
7.5.
You think 10's enough?
Yeah.
10 in playoffs. Maybe.
I think so. But, I mean, look, the competition is going to be stiff, right, because Ben Johnson is the favorite. And if he comes in and like, makes that thing look like, you know, because you guys didn't make the playoffs last year either. So that's, you know, and he's got a lot more to work with than Pete. And I love the Raiders roster. You know, Vrabel's going to have a say with Drake May.
No question.
trying to think like who else could be. Oh, you know,
if, not Kellen Moore in no, New Orleans. No, there's no that, way that's happening.
They won't
He's
be.
He's got
good
a
enough.
Rookie quarterback, Huck.
But you know, I'm thinking of guys that could win it. Canales in Carolina could win it because if they come back next year, they got the big receiver for Bryce. He looked like a different quarterback the final 4 weeks of the season. Like if they come back and win, if they make the
keep
playoffs,
keep the momentum going and make
yeah.
the playoffs.
I mean, the minimum you have to make the playoffs. Yeah. So it's like, all right, who's the coach that has a roster that underachieved last year that you know can make the playoffs this year? That's really who you're looking at in terms of betting this. And so you know it won't be Dan Quinn, right? Dan Quinn can't win it because they made the NFC Championship game last year, and you have Jaden freaking Daniels.
Are the Broncos above you?
Yes.
In your eyes?
For now.
Are the Chargers above you? Harbaugh's off to an earlier start.
I mean, the market says yes, but I think
just making sure. So I'm calculating that for chances y'all make playoffs.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, look, the Raiders are picked last. I mean, they have the worst odds in the AFC West.
Well, we are too in our division picked last.
Dude, we're 14-1. All right. Like, and it's a big drop off from Broncos to Raiders.
Yeah, no, Carroll's in a good position. That if he got you in, I think it's going to be difficult.
Denver's over under is 9.5. Kansas City's over under is 10.5.
It's Chargers.
Chargers is also 9.5.
Yeah,
and
they're both considered above you.
Yeah.
So that's a tough road to hoe.
It
and
is.
You're going to need some fall off from that Broncos defense.
Yeah.
Broncos and Chargers. You're going to need.
It's going to be
fall.
Tough.
Because. Cincy, Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
That's two.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Cincy's
taking
one of them.
We don't have a lot of open spots.
Right.
But, yeah, like you have, you know, again, Ben Johnson's the favorite, Vrabel, Harbaugh 11-1, Liam Cohen in Jacksonville. See, that's one that, like, if he's got the tools. They were awful last year.
Yes.
They go from that to competing for the division, which is within the realm of possibility.
And it's Hunter and the kid that was so good last year, Brian Thomas, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, they got a 1-2.
Yep. Like, I don't think Sean Payton can win it because they made the playoffs last year. I mean, I guess they won the AFC West.
Sure.
But what's a I think you're better off betting. Well, no, because it's you're actually if you think the Broncos will win the AFC West, you should bet Sean Payton 18-1 to win Coach of the Year. Because it's better. I mean, I feel like he'll win that if they do. Like, if they knock off the Chiefs for the first time ever in the first, you know, last decade or however the hell long it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's better than their odds of winning the division, which are only plus 390. So you're getting, you know, infinitely better odds if you think they do that. I don't know if they will, but if you're one of those that think they can, then I would certainly bet that. You know, maybe. If Steichen takes Anthony Richardson and wins that division, 30-1.
Yeah, based on where Richardson has been.
Yeah. I don't think that's a crazy bet at all. But that roster is so good. You know, that's the other thing. It's like, but the Browns defense was freaking ridiculous when Stefanski won it. So I think that's not a bad call out with Steichen at 30-1. But we can ask Adam about that.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And just get his thoughts on not just that, but the Lions here, and you know some other draft moves, right? That we have sort of let settle since we last spoke to him. I think last time we spoke to him was before the draft, so we can certainly catch up with him on that and a lot more. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break. We'll come back, talk to Adam Chernoff about the NFL, the release. For the season upcoming and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Adam Chernoff is all things NFL for Right Angle Sports, which just got active just a few minutes ago with their NFL package. Always encourage people to get involved with that service because it's very good, it's high level, and it wins. And Adam Chernoff is a big reason why he joins us now. Hello, my friend.
Hello. It is a great day. It was a great day yesterday. Every day is going to be great now until football, but today feels a little bit special, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does.
100%.
Can start to kind of, you know, plan out some travel, some games we want to go to, things like that. And, of course, we have some futures to discuss. And you guys came out of the gate extremely strong with an under. And I think enough time has passed. Do you mind if we discuss this? I don't want to, you know, step on any toes here, but – Can we talk about the first release?
Let's do it.
The Detroit Lions, under 10.5. Good to minus 120. I think that's mostly going to be gone. You're going to have to pay more juice. In fact, the places that I was looking where I would normally bet these, it was actually already past 120. So, unfortunately, I did have to pass on it. But can you just kind of take us through the thought process here? This is obviously a team that has been, you know, on top of the NFC for you know, a couple of years now. Why is this presenting as an under in your mind with the Lions?
Coordinator change, first of all, on both sides of the football. There's a lot of brain power lost. There's a lot of experience lost, and it's a very competitive NFC North where some of that stays within division, but Detroit is going to have to find answers to that on both sides of the ball. The second thing would be that the schedule mandates that the Lions cannot misstep at home all season because the away schedule is the most difficult in football. They've got the extra road game as well. I mean, it's brutal. Every single week away from Ford Field is going to be a very difficult game for the Lions. So a lot needs to go right while they figure out how to replace both coordinators. And then the wild card in this, guys, is Jared Goff will be on the field for the first time since his rookie year, almost 10 years ago, without Sean McVay or Ben Johnson in his ear, calling plays for him and guiding him through the offense. I think that that is really going to matter as he gets a little bit older here. We know how reliant he's been on what you can say is over the last 10 years, I mean, two of the five best play callers in the NFL, and maybe the Lions will find the replacement for that, but I think that's going to be an adjustment too. So that altogether is led us to the Lions here under 10.5.
And I've told everybody, I sent everything you wrote on Bears this morning off schedule to my dad, to my friends, and everything else. And while we're on lines, I just want to get you just on your thought on how this is going to go. When Ben is in the division, I mean, it's another layer to it in terms of him knowing you or knowing what you previously ran. So my question for you, Adam, is how much are you expecting what they do that's been so successful to change? Because it has to change to some degree, at least. How much will it change when you've got your former OC in your division, you're playing him twice?
It changed from the Bears side and what teams are going to expect, or change from the Lions side and how they're going to have to adjust? Which way do you want to look at that one?
Well, since we were on Lions through their prism, how much that offense is going to have to change what it does just so Ben doesn't, you know, can't predict every play or most of them?
Yeah, good question. So from the Lions side, I would say it maybe has to change less than what the Bears are going to have to introduce just because of, first of all, who the quarterback is.
Yes.
But also how that offense is built. You think about the Lions, go back to that Rams game, week one last year, if you remember it, that went to overtime.
I do.
That overtime drive where they lined up with five and six offensive linemen and just bullied their way down the field. That's really hard to stop, even if you know that it's coming.
Right.
And the Lions still have that at its core. What the Lions are not going to have is some of the creativity and some of the passing concepts. As much as we're hearing from them, they want to keep it the same. I think that's going to look a little bit different. So from the Lions side, maybe not as much change as we might expect from the Bears side, which I think is going to look way different this year than what we saw from them last year.
It was interesting. You have Fantastic. A piece. You have a piece up at footballbetters.com, which is where your written content is going now. And again, I encourage people, it's free. Subscribe. Like Jason said, he sends it to his dad. It's great stuff. I don't send this to my dad, but maybe I'll start, you know. But you never write about the Raiders. You never say anything nice about the Raiders. Adam, you're very nasty. You're very nasty when it comes to the Raiders. But it was interesting that you had the Lions as the first release, but you don't have them as a loser in the schedule. Like, I guess it's just it's more about just maybe the schedule is neutral. You're projecting more of a drop-off from because of the OCs.
Well, the schedule is brutal as it is. We knew it was going to be tough when we got their opponents a few months ago. I don't think anything in the way that the draw happened yesterday in getting the distribution of the home and away games, I thought that was pretty neutral for them. That yesterday that went out on the site was more so looking at who kind of got screwed and who didn't by the draw of games and how it shook out timing-wise. So I don't think the Lions, they have a really difficult schedule, especially away from home. But I don't think they got any bad luck from the draw itself. They actually end up with the most rest advantage over the course of the season of any team. So if anything, it was actually maybe a better draw than not for them. But the schedule is just so tough as it is opponent-wise.
We talked about some over-unders ourselves at the beginning of the show, and we're here in Tennessee, and the first loser you have on your piece here is the Titans. Now, we talked about 5.5, I believe, is the number that I'm seeing sort of market-wide, and Jason and I both agreed that, like, there's no way they're going over this. We actually said there's some chance they start 0-10 when you look at their schedule, and you go through the defenses. How bad do you think it gets for the Titans this year, Adam?
Well, it's going to start really bad. If it doesn't, I'm going to be really surprised. And you mentioned that some of the defenses they face, if you had to handpick spots that were the worst possible scenarios for Cam Ward to start in, I think on the road at Denver week one and how great that defense is going to be, it's probably option one or two. Take your pick between that and on the road at Philadelphia. But they face a really good Rams defense. They face a really underrated Colts defense that's going to be much better. They have to go on the road three times in a row, first to Houston. We know how great that defense looked, especially down the stretch last year. Arizona's going to have an awesome defense. That's really underrated. That's road game two. And then you face your Raiders. I'll say something nice about them. They've got a great pass rush, and that defense is always very aggressive. But three road games in a row between weeks 3 and 5 for the Titans, historically, looking back since the schedule changed, teams in their third straight road game win that about 31% of the time. So not only did they have just a brutal opening stretch of defenses trying to get Ward comfortable, but then they've got that three in a row. They face just some of the best units here. I mean, if the Titans go over, it's going to be a week 17, week 18 over where they stack wins late. But I think there's so many questions with this team, and it's going to be ugly to start.
You know, we've been wondering about the ground, you know, how thin the ice is for Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the Giants. And I read you this morning and look at their first eight with Philly, Kansas City, you're at Denver. I keep going through it. It's rough. And you ask the question, I mean, I must ask, is Daboll even going to make it through a season here? And I guess what would be fairly, what can we fairly put on him? This schedule's so tough. It's, you know, I maybe wrongly, Adam, I still think he's a good coach. Maybe it's just solid to good, but are they going to get wiped out and fired here because the beginning of the schedule is so tough?
That's my big question. I think it's certainly in the realm of possibilities. You got Philly twice, Kansas City, you're at Denver, Dallas, Washington. Oh. Got the Chargers in there. I mean, a bit of a reprieve against the Saints. Make of that what you will, but that's a road game too, which isn't going to be a layup for a team like them. And so, I don't know. I mean, you have to wonder just how last year ended. And even going back to this time last year, we started to see Daboll kind of make changes in the staff to protect himself a little bit.
Yep.
Now they have a big quarterback question. Does this mean that Jackson Dart gets in earlier than anybody expected? If they're 1-6, 2-7, whatever it might be through the stretch. If for a team that has so much uncertainty and so much seemingly riding on the short term, we knew the schedule was going to be tough, but to see just the way that this fell early, so top heavy with tough opponents, it's just brutal for the Giants.
Talking to Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. You want to subscribe to his newsletter, footballbettors.com. It's fantastic stuff. The Buffalo Bills, man. You know, it just kind of seems like it's their year. I saw you tweet about them yesterday. You mentioned them before you mentioned the Chiefs. Maybe I got to retrain my brain because I'm just so used to going Chiefs first. But they're the first team on your winner list, and you've got them with the fifth easiest overall schedule. Is it one of those deals where it's priced in to the regular season win total at 11.5, you know, minus 40 to the over? How do you sort of inspect that?
I don't think it is. A very conservative projection that I have, which doesn't have a lot of my opinion into it, gets them to just higher than 12.5 wins on the projection based on who they're facing this year. I don't think personally 13, 14 wins is out of the question here for the Bills. I think they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, and I think they have the clearest path of any team, either conference, to the one seed on either side. And like you mentioned, the ease of schedule. Four of their first five games are at home. They get three home games in a row, which opposite of those three road games, a big advantage for them. They have the easiest road schedule of any team in the NFL, and all their tough games come at home, and those break very well. Four of them are in the second half of the season. Cincinnati, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, they're all stretched out with at least 1 week in between them, so there's no tough back-to-backs. And they get the Baltimore Ravens, the other tough game on the schedule, week one, where they're already preparing now for the Ravens coming up. So there's no short week rest and prep difficulty against good opponents. They're all home games. Most of them are in the second half of the season. They're going to be stacking wins while all these other AFC teams are battling in the North and the West, trying to fight it out, going through top 12 schedules that they all have. The Bills might be at 9-10 wins by the time we get to the end of October in a comfortable spot while we're seeing all these other teams trying to play catch-up. Like, it's so easy for the Bills this season, and I think they represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Best, John and I were discussing this earlier, and he liked Pete Carroll here, but your best value pick, Adam, and I, you know, we didn't prep you for this, so I apologize, but just off the top of your head, for a Coach of the Year favorite, if I was asking Adam, go get me a good value one, this one may hit, and I'm going to feel real good. What situation would you like?
There's two to come to mind. I'll go with the one that I don't have the odds off the top of my head. I think it's the longer price with Jonathan Gannon in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I think that leap that they're going to take from last year to this year is significant. They retooled the defense, which is his side of the ball, every single week last year that I'm watching them. They're playing hard. They needed a couple more guys up front.
Yep.
And you had Tomlinson and Campbell and Sweat and then Nolan in the draft. You have a second-round flyer on Johnson, who was projected at times to be a top 10 draft pick overall at corner. If he is able to stay healthy, I mean, the leap that this defense can take, and as well as they have new coaches at the D-line, linebacker, that the players are already talking about loving and how different it's going to be. There's so many positives here. I think the Cardinals can be top 12 offense and defense on both sides of the ball.
I like it.
So I would circle that one. The other one, though, to be shorter, is Kyle Shanahan with San Francisco. I know I'm doubling up in the West, but I think the 49ers, with that schedule they have, are capable of getting 12 wins, which would be a 6-win improvement.
Yep.
And that goes a long way with voting.
Yeah. You know, one guy, because this is such a fascinating discussion to me. It's like, you know, because we know, you know, there has to be some level of real overachievement. Like, if you're expected, like, that's why Nick Sirianni has got the worst odds. Andy Reid's got the worst odds. Like, even if you win 16 games, you're not winning that award. But what about a guy like Sean Payton at 18-1? If you sort of compare his Coach of the Year odds to the Broncos' odds to win the AFC West, Broncos are only plus 390 to win the AFC West. If you think the Broncos can do that, I mean, if Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos win the AFC West, don't you think he wins the award?
He does, but that, man, that's tough to see them getting out of there. As great as that defense might be, you got the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's going to be a battle all year. Like, I think about the path that both those guys in the NFC West have out. There's a lot better options out there, I think, in terms of, like, paths to winning a division from a surprise team.
Right.
I think you could even look at teams in either of the South, honestly, that underperformed last year that could take a leap. I love what the Broncos defense is going to be, but I struggle a bit there with seeing Peyton getting out of there, winning the title.
And then I do need to ask you, you know, what do you expect of this Raiders offense now with Ashton Jeancey, with Brock Bowers, with Geno Smith? I mean, is it going to be, yeah, it's been a struggle. It's been a real, you know, dogfight every single week with that offense. I mean, just how different do you think it looks for Pete Carroll and the Raiders this year?
Look, I'll set your mind at ease here. I don't have a lot of negatives to say about the Raiders. I don't think that this team is going to get to the 9-win mark. I think that's really stretching what the ceiling could be. But in terms of what they were as a team roster-wise 3 months ago, to what they are now, you have to be thrilled as a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
That,
yes.
And that after hiring Pete, because they could have very easily been like, okay, Pete's 75 years old, whatever he is, might be 74. We're going to we're going to give him 5 years. We're going to build this up, and we're going to try to make this roster as good as it can be with the new GM, Spytek. The problem is Justin Herbert's going to be in the league for 15 more years. Mahomes has got another 12, 13 years. And now you have Bo Nix that, if he looks like he did last year, you got another 15 years of Nix in the division. So I do have to be thrilled that even though the Raiders are not going to be competitive to win the division, they said, you know what? We're going to go out. We're going to try win now. We got a quarterback. That's a huge upgrade. We took Genty with the first pick, who can be an immediate difference maker. We got Bowers last year. We have Crosby, our guy, signed. Like, at least you're trying to be competitive now, and it's not just sitting back and trying to rebuild. I think they did the right thing. It might not be the best outcome this year, but at least they're taking steps to try.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
What's my number, John? What's my win total? 8.5?
Yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, 8.5.
I have to do it, Adam. You have my heart in your hands. You can either break it or have me fall in love with you forever. Bears under or over on 8.5.
Look, if you asked me this a month ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, I would have said under. You're putting me on the spot now. I'm turning into more of an over guy on the Bears than I once was. I've not bet it personally either way, but here's what I'll say. What is being said from the Bears side of things right now, I really like what they're doing. They're putting Williams under center a lot more, which is a big shift for him. Yep. That's going to open up the run game, the O-line, the wide receivers. You know who this really reminds me of is the 2017 LA Rams, when Sean McVay came in for the first season replacing Jeff Fisher. Sean McVay and that Rams in the offseason, they added 3 offensive linemen. With the first-round draft pick, they drafted a tight end. With the second-round draft pick, they drafted a wide receiver. They went from 32nd in yards per play, just like the Bears were last year, to 7th with McVay taking over play calling. For Caleb Williams this year, who was the number one pick last year, just like Jared Goff was the number one pick in 2016, and you took that leap in 2017. There's so many parallels between these two teams, and you kind of have to feel like Johnson's a very similar hire to what McVay was after taking that Commanders offense from about 25th, 26th to top 5, just like what we saw Johnson do with the Lions over 3 years. So there's just a lot of that I see that I really like, and now you know my stance on the Lions and the Vikings with McCarthy are a bit of a wild card as well. So I kind of am coming around on the Bears a little bit.
Well, you've got a tear falling from my eye, Adam. I'll be sending the love card to somewhere in Canada, correct?
Yes. I hope your dad's listening for that, and he gets the confirmation as well that he likes.
Saskatoon is where you're going
to. I got to send to Sask. I'm really crying, man. 2017 Rams, what are you? Did you know you were going to have that for me today? You just pulled that off. You have to write about that, all the connections there. Have you already done that and I missed it?
It was in an email a little while ago near the bottom, but I'm saving it a little bit.
Great stuff.
You heard it here, I guess, first.
Great stuff, dude.
It's a connection I haven't seen elsewhere. But
man, drop that in Chicago.
When you look at the parallels.
Drop that in Chicago and watch how big you get.
Wild.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Hey, Adam, always great to catch up, man.
Thank you, brother.
For the time.
Thanks, guys. Chat to you soon.
Yep. He is Adam Chernoff from Run Angle Sports. Good stuff from him. He's big on your Bears, man. Big on
I don't know about big. He's coming around, sounds like. Getting big.
Yeah.
Getting big.
Well, you know what's going to be big this week? Smoke Slam.
Oh, that's right.
It's going on this weekend. I believe it starts tonight. Get your tickets. Get on out there. Downtown Memphis. Going to have tons of barbecue. Great barbecue. Going to have the Ferris wheel. Going to have fireworks every single night. You will love it. The kids will love it. Take them on down. Smoke Slam 2025.
It is starting tonight. Melissa Cookston's going to be down there. 7-time world barbecue champion. So you can be down there, and you don't have to just get the 10 invite to taste the barbecue. Whether you're getting tips from Melissa Cookston or eating the barbecue, you and the fam. Going to have a bunch of good times down on the river. Plus, they've got a great musical lineup, Shane Smith and the Saints. Country music giants Big and Rich going to be there. That and a whole lot more. You can get tickets right now at smokeslam.com. Not too late to get your tickets. Smokeslam.com. VIP experiences also available. It's going on. It's a party. It's barbecue. It's music down on the river. Starting today and through the 17th, SmokeSlam 2000.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
25.
All right, just the one game tonight. It is Nuggets OKC. By the way, Brad goes 0-2 yesterday.
Hey. Dropped him to 28-21.
We needed it.
Yep, we're getting back in the game.
Seven games over.
Yeah, but only one game tonight. This is where it starts to get tough. Oklahoma City trying to close it out. -4.5 on the road at Denver.
Well, gentlemen, you know the very deep analysis that I do for this segment. It's filled with really one website.
It's like Chernoff.
Yeah, and I hate comparing myself to the GOAT. He is good.
Well, I think he takes inspiration from you. I think he listens to your NBA segments.
God help us if he is. Because this is brutal. Analysis like, fun fact, the Thunder have won 18 more games than the Nuggets. Now, granted, you know, the Nuggets have had their struggles with injuries throughout the season, but they have Jokic in a pretty healthy roster here as we look at the injury update from ESPN.com. They look good, you know. But I think tonight the Thunder will close out. They also will cover the number. The number, 4.5 points. It's time to end this crap. And it, much like the Celtics series, get it done now so you don't have to screw around later. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder -4.5 to close out on the Nuggets.
All right, there you have it. Brad is going with the favorite tonight on the road. This is the first favorite he has taken in quite some time.
92.9, 7:30 pregame, 7 o'clock right here.
What was the, he took a favorite over the weekend last week,
two
right?
Two favorites, two to dogs, if I remember correctly.
It's not very often that Brad does go with the favorite here. I thought you were going to give us the old Brad Carson special. I think the Thunder win, but the Nuggets
the
cover.
Numbers
will be close.
Hey, yes. And I will say the thinking here too is a lot of those lines have been 9 or more points.
Yeah,
and when I see 4.5, and I'm not like you, John. Like I'm pretty surface level on this. Is why FanDuel lets me bet whatever the hell I want, and they'll take my money because they take my money. It does feel a little more realistic when you see a line at 4.5 and you're expected to maybe get this thing done and not move it to 7. So if you're going to close it out, you do it in style and you do it more than 4.5 points.
Yeah, I tend to believe that the truth that I don't ever go crazy over a number, right? Like if I'm – unless it's like set – like I bet the Grizzlies when they were 15.5 against the Thunder because that's just outrageous, right? I don't need the Grizzlies to win the game to cover 15.5. But if it's like 4.5, 5, 6, I'm not going to put myself in a mental pretzel trying to guess what the margin is going to be. If I think a team wins, I'm just going to lay the points.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If I think the underdog is going to cover, I'm just going to bet their money line.
It's kind of where I'm at. And if you're going with the Thunder, you just stretch it a step further to, we'll cover the 4.5
points.
The
likelihood of the Denver Nuggets covering 4.5 but not winning the game, very small. It just, you're leaving money on the table if they cover that, because to me, they're going to just win the game outright. Like that, I'm not saying that that's how it's going to happen, but I just think typically you'd find that that's the way it goes, especially in these, you know, 1-2 possession type spreads.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're just, if you think OKC wins, just lay the points. And if you think Denver covers, just bet the money line.
But we're hoping for a loser still, folks. This is not a bit. This is not some radio segment where I'm making up bad picks. This is really who I feel, and hopefully it goes the other way for you.
So you'd be taking the Denver Nuggets at home plus 4.5 if you're afraid of Brad.
At home, that's true.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks to Adam Chernoff for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Drew Hill as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.